Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4814.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain that influence.
I think that person is my brother, and he always showed me if you do something, never give up, and from that I learned a lot from him.
What do you aspire to be?
I hope I can do something for my career, and one day I hope I will be a professor in university.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
Basically, I think I'm an honest, easygoing person, and also I'm very optimistic.
What types of things make you happy?
A lot of things can make me happy really easy, such as a really good meal, and a joke from my friends, and play some video game, and reading a good book, go to see a really, really funny movie.
What types of things make you sad?
Sometimes I cannot get any process in my work.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I came from China and a long time ago, and when I was a child, I got education from China, and it's a typical different education from US, and in China, teacher asks you to do everything, follow them, so that's totally different from US, and the US teacher, I think, encourage you be yourself.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? And if so, how did you develop this attribute?
I don't think so. I have this kind of attribute, quality. Yeah.
All right. What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I think that quality is to be honest. And you mean as a person, at least you should be honest to other person, and then people can trust you, and then to make the world much better.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
The best quality, I think I always work hard, and I'm trying to work hard also. And the least, sometimes I just cannot finish something as soon as possible. I have this kind of thing. Sometimes I just want to postpone the thing until the deadline coming.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Oh, my parents always told me to be honest at first. I also want to pass this to my children.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I like to spend a lot of time with my kids and educate them and play with them and go around and also with my wife.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
This is also totally different because I'm from China and a long time ago. And in that time, we don't have special things as a child, and we just play around with other kids and fighting each other sometimes, just like that.
Do you have a favorite book?
I don't believe that. I read a lot of books. I don't think which one is the favorite for me.
Yeah. What was the last movie you saw, and did you like it?
I haven't been to theater for a long time. The last movie I watched it actually in computer. The movie name is Monster University. I think I love that movie, and I love the, I don't know the name, I love the small one, the green, but he worked hard to be a very scary monster, but because of his type, he cannot do that, but he never gave up. He always tried his best to be. I like him, really like him.
I like that movie. That's a cute movie.
Yeah.
What do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
Normally, if I have time, I like to play video games, and also if the weather okay, I want to go outside and take pictures, and running and do some sports. and go fishing.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I think so. In life, I like to cook in different ways, try different ways to cook, and my wife and my kids love that.
Food's always good. Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Unfortunately, no.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced, and describe its impact on you.
I think the risk I ever took is after I graduate, got my bachelor degree from undergrad from university, and I didn't find a job. I just tried to go to US to pursue another degree, but for that I have to pass so much really hard English test, and also I should apply the scholarship. Without that, I cannot afford myself. And eventually, it worked.
You're here now.
Yeah.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
So far, I really want to talk with President Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, the economy is not good. I cannot say good, I cannot say bad, but I didn't see any change for a long time, and actually, I really want to ask him, how can we have more job opportunities for us?
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
I think that risk still when I decided to give up to look for a job in China and continue to study in US.
Mm-hmm. Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Right now, I really want to be with my family because I work, my family and I working and living in different places.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot see them every day. Normally, I just go back to visit them every 2 weeks. I really miss them.
Mm-hmm. Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
My family.
Yeah.
I want to see them.
What is your approach to life?
I think, you know, life is beautiful. You should always enjoy your life.
Mm-hmm. What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? And how did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
I think so far, this is the most difficult time for us and my wife and our two kids by herself, and I cannot help her, and actually I feel a little bit guilty about that.
Yeah.
Hopefully I think I can find a job and in the same place with her, then I can take more responsibility for my family and for my children.
Mm. Describe your most rewarding experience.
I think that experience is when I finally got my PhD degree and graduation ceremony.
Mm. What is your favorite thing to have for dinner?
I think a lot of things. For Chinese typical food, and also after I came to US, I love a lot of US food.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were young?
No. We don't play board game in China.
Yeah. What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
I think that thing I ever done when I got my bachelor degree, and a lot of friends, and I hung out and got drunk.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Open my eyes and brush my teeth and have breakfast.
When did you become interested in the field you are studying?
Can I say that in special word? Because I'm studying, I got my PhD in organic chemistry.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right now I'm doing medicinal chemistry because I love making these molecules.
Mm-hmm.
And if you finally making some molecule, it makes me really excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
So I love this work.
What sort of plans do you have after receiving your education?
So far I'm working, I love working in academia, so hopefully I can find the professor position in university.
Mm-hmm. If you could choose any career, what would you be?
You mean career in the field, right?
In any field, if there was anything you wanted to be, what would you be?
Maybe a video game designer, I think.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what do you think you would be doing with work and family and traveling?
I hope in that time, and I will be with my family, and also I hope I will be a professor in university.
What do you love most about your wife?
She's really pretty, and I mean, when I first saw her, I had a big crush on her,
Oh.
and after that, I think she also loved me too.
Yeah.
And also, she really loves the family and loves our kids. So far, she's taken a lot of responsibility, and for me.
Absolutely. What is the nicest thing you could do for your wife?
I hope if later I have a lot of money, and I hope, I don't know how to say that, but I hope I can do a lot for her later.
How did you and your wife meet?
Actually, we met in university in US. I came here 2 years early than she came.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I love my kids, and I know the feeling. And when you have kids, and really enjoyable, and then I understand those people, they don't have their kids, and they may really want to their own kids, so I want to help them.
Yeah.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4814.